Alrighty, everyone, good evening and welcome to the Magnolia Public Schools Finance Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. Second, if you're a member of the public and you would wish to make a public comment, during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name if it is something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so. You do not have to state your name. However, as a reminder to our board and staff, as always, please state your name before giving your comment or your question. Besides that, we'll officially open up today's meeting. The day is Thursday, October 14th, 2021, and the time is 6:02 p.m. Mr. Mohammadov, Dr. Digbush, if you may please call the meeting to order.
Yes, it's October 14th. 2021, 6:02 p.m. I'm calling meeting to order.
Thank you, Dr. Digbush. With that, I'll record attendance. Dr. Digbush?
Here.
Mr. Mohammadov?
Here.
Thank you to our committee members. We have quorum to continue tonight's meeting. Next, we'll move on to public comment. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment. 6 minutes of translation is needed. If you're a member of the public and you'd wish to make a comment, you may unmute yourself now. If there's no public comment, we'll move forward with the agenda. Next, with the approval of agenda, the motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I move the motion.
Second.
Thank you, Dr. Digbush. Thank you, Mr. Mohammadov. I'll now take roll call vote. Mr. Mohammadov?
Yes.
Dr. Digbush?
Yes.
Thank you to our committee members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to the approval of minutes from the Finance Committee meeting on June 21st, 2021. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohammadov. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second it, I second.
Thank you, Dr. Digbush. I'll now take roll call vote. Dr. Digbush?
Yes.
Mr. Mohammadov?
Yes.
Thank you to our committee members. The minutes from the Finance Committee meeting on June 21st, 2021 has been approved. Moving on to the agenda, we'll move on to recommended action items, starting with 2A. Committee approval of findings to conduct virtual meetings pursuant of AB 361 Government Code Section 5495.3. This will be presented by Mr. Rubalcaba. He's unable to be here at this moment of time due to an emergency. He'll be joining us at a later time, but I'll be able to go over this item on his behalf. So as previously mentioned to our board of directors, AB 361 was signed into law earlier in September. It provides similar flexibilities to the expired N2920 executive order that in regards to the Brown Act teleconferencing requirements, there are certain limitations to this act. It does stipulate certain public requirements, as well as meeting protocols. Those include that there would no longer be a public comment form for members of the public to make a comment. Now they're able to make a public comment without the need to make a form. So in order for us to be liable or for us to pursue AB 361, there would have to be a state of emergency. So once this, once the committee approves of AB 361, the committee would have to reevaluate the state of emergency by or before 30 days for the committee to continue teleconferencing meetings. So as mentioned prior, and I'll repeat it for the Finance Committee meeting, is that the full board of directors has to do their own separate AB 361 findings, as well as each separate MPS committee. So that is the gist of AB 361. If there is a comment or question from any members of the public, I'll open up the floor for them.
I have a question. I thought since we are doing it at the board level for the subcommittees, we didn't have to, but you're saying that's not the case, right?
Yes, that's not the case. The board has to do their own board findings, and that's separate from the board. After reviewing with legal counsel, they viewed it as every committee has to follow their own protocols as well. So the board can't just vote for every committee, if that makes sense. But moving forward, the committees will have to make their own separate AB 361 findings, different apart
and
from
the board. And how often this needs to be done? Like, does it need to be done every month or?
Yes, by or before 30 days. That's stipulated in the law.
Okay. Even if the subcommittee is not meeting every month, let's say it's meeting every 2 months, 3 months, still you are saying every month, at least for this item, they have to get together.
Yes, yeah. And we clarified it with them since MPS does committees don't meet necessarily every month.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions or comments for this item? Alrighty, if there's no further comments or questions, the motion is for the MPS Finance Committee to adopt the findings relating to the ability of the Finance Committee to conduct meetings due to teleconference during the state of emergency in reference to AB 361 Government Code Section 54953. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I move the motion.
I'll second it, Mika.
Thank you, Dr. Dikbash. Thank you, Mr. Mohammadov. I'll now take roll call vote. Dr. Dikbash?
Yes.
Mr. Mohammadov?
Yes.
Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries with a unanimous vote. Next on the agenda, we'll move on to information discussion items starting with 3A. Which is the Magnolia Public Schools 2021 through 22 budget update. This will be presented by Mr. Sifsi, our interim chief financial officer.
Thank you, Jen. Good evening, everyone. This is Harun Sifsi, interim chief financial officer. Today, I'll be presenting the budget updates for all MPs. As you may already know from previous meetings, we have been using this template for a while. The budget numbers in the first page represent the overall budgets across the MPS. You can see the summary of the budgets for each entity in that page. And down below, you will be able to see the details of each schools and home office budget as well. Before I go into detail, I would like to give some updates. The revenues are calculated based on the September's enrollment numbers, which is around 3,714 students. But since then, the total enrollment has increased to 3,790, slight increase. And another update is we reduced the ADA percentages from around 96% to 94%. For this budget due to having less attendance rate because of the pandemic Delta variant. With that, as you can see, the total revenue for all MPS is around $63.1 million, and total expense is $59.8 million, which would end up net income of $3.2 million. And you would be able to see each entity's revenue and expense in this sheet. And down below, you would be able to see the details of each school's. So the budget versus actual comparison and also budget versus budget comparison. The different version. If you have any question, please let me know.
Thank you. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
I do. This is Mia Khan. Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, Harun, for putting this together and presenting. Harun, first and foremost, why do we have under the actuals, fourth column below, fiscal year 2022, and attendance is zero. What information are we trying to get from there?
This is year-to-date actuals, McCann.
No. I understand that. The fiscal year, there is fourth column, fiscal year 2022, attendance is zero. Like, why do we have that, like, that information?
So that's not the attendance. That's not represented attendance, right? The attendance is, you would see the 748 students based on the September's numbers. But numbers are generated from Adaptive Insights, and I'm gonna have to take a look at why it shows zero. But the enrollment numbers is under the last column on right hand side.
No, absolutely, I'm well aware of it. I'm just probably not getting why we have that line. Are we supposed to get some information from there or not?
Actuals, we haven't got any actuals enrollment numbers. Therefore, I, haven't entered any actual numbers in the adaptive yet.
Okay, so that's why it's showing zero.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for that, Harun. So, there are two things that stand out for me. MSA 4, MSA 6, we know what's going on there, but MSA 8 and Santa Ana, you said there was some improvement in enrollment. Are those in MSA 8 and Santa Ana at all?
No, can you go down, Jen, a little bit to MSA 8? So we have enrollment reduction on MSA 8 and MSA Santa Ana, unfortunately.
Yes, you said there is some improvement that's not reflected.
No, I mean overall.
Are not Santa Ana and 8?
Yes, yeah, that's correct. So like I gave the total enrollment number for all MPS, okay, which is like 3,714 to 3,790. But okay, Obviously there is up and down. Some schools has increased its enrollment number, decreased. So unfortunately, okay, MSA 8 is the one of them. So these enrollment numbers that we projected was 430. Now it's the current enrollment numbers is around 390s.
Yes, that's 10% decline almost.
Yes.
MSA 8 and Santa Ana, and you said the ADA was 94 across Magnolia. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So due to having the less attendance rate, so we would be, we wanted to be on the safe side. That's why we use the less enrollment ADA for all.
But is it, okay. That's something that I hope you look very closely. That's low, just
yes,
bottom line.
Yes, that's low, 94, but so we wanted to be on the safe side. We already discussed with the principal, they are aware of the importance of the ADA numbers, ADA percentages. Mm-hmm. And they're working mm-hmm. on it. But things, given that we have a Delta variant and, you know, sometimes they let the student go if they have any fever or if they're any symptom of COVID. So they must let the student go. That's why we are expecting a little bit of ADA percentages than that we projected.
Mm. Okay. And do we know ADA specifically at 8 and Santa Ana? I think
no,
the principals
not yet.
Are here.
Not yet. Okay. So we are still collecting the data, but as I said, so we used, we discussed with this our stakeholders and decided to use 94% all across the MPAs. And Alfredo may give more context on that.
Yes, I will. So good evening, first of all, board members, McCann, Dr. Dickbosch, staff and family. So yes, and during the regular board meeting, you'll get a complete presentation from Dr. Lopez on the enrollment trends and some of the systemic things that we're looking at. Because yes, once you see that, you'll see that three schools were able to meet their enrollment targets that we adopted June 24th, and then the rest of them fell short. But Santa Ana and MSA were the two schools that did see the largest drop with no conditions changed at their school site. Obviously, five did have a drop, but that was because of the move and also students attending MSA 1, which did have a jump. But Dr. Lopez will do that during the presentation. I think on the ADA front, we know that for the first 6 months, the schools for apportionment purposes will have the data that was, reflected before the pandemic hit. And some schools like eight, very close to 97%, like 96.67%. And then Santa Ana actually did a really good job. They were in that year, they were close to 96%. And for 2021, as you remember, the state did give us the ability to hold us harmless, meaning we could use prior year ADA data. So this year, as we were thinking about, we know that for the first 6 months that the schools would reflect that rate that was there February 29, 2019. But when we thought about the second, 6 months of the fiscal cycle, we did put a 94 number there because we still couldn't clearly understand AB 130 and AB 167, which Erdin will present. He will present at the 6:30 meeting, kind of those complexities, especially around independent study. And right now we do have a little bit more clarity. And what we're doing right now, we are going back, and many of these absences that we did have due to, students being quarantined or isolated or students selecting independent study, we are going back into the system and then marking those as excused now that the legislature has given us some clear indication of what we can do. So that 94 number for the second half of the year is a placeholder. We're hoping that when things do get, cleared up, then those numbers will be reflective of what the school's numbers were before the pandemic hit, which again, for MSA 8 was close to 97%. And Santa Ana was 96%. Hopefully that addressed your question.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Alfredo. Yes, and like you said, we'll discuss with Dr. Lopez at the board meeting later on in specifics. Thanks for the update, Alfredo. Harun, almost every school has an increase in revenue from our preliminary budget to actuals. Today, right? Pretty much every school, regardless of their enrollment situation.
Yes. So the reason is that our concentration rate has increased from 50% to 65%. So okay. That gives the additional revenue for each school. And there were some other couple of little grants and revenue that I haven't recognized back in the June's budget meetings. And as I get more clarity, I added those revenue into consideration. So that's why we also have another increase on that area. So like overall, as you said, the revenues have increased for each school.
Okay. That's something we did not expect, the concentration grant percentage to go up, right? But it did, so that's good news.
So almost 30% of increase, yeah. So it's, which is a good, like,
Yeah, and to be specific, Makan, that amendment or, what we call the trailer bill was signed by the governor July 9th. Mm-hmm. So we adopted these on June 24th, our budget. So yeah, that was good news. And he basically said, for all those schools that do meet the 55% threshold of unduplicated count, we're going to give you an extra 15%. And the governor was haggling between the 15% of the concentration grant or increasing the supplemental grant, which means if it was the supplemental grant, then all of our schools would have benefited with extra money. But he, since he changed it up to the LCSF concentration, unfortunately, San Diego did not meet that threshold, therefore did not get extra money there.
All right, thanks for that. Harun, you get this, you'd derive this information from Adaptive Insights, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Yes. So when we approved Adaptive Insight, or you guys said that the board members would have some access to. So whenever that's ready, I'm ready.
I already created.
Just a reminder. Okay.
No, I already created the username for board, but I'm not sure if this was share with you. If not, I would just, you know, share with you ASAP.
You can just communicate that with Jennifer. She can direct it to us. So if you have it ready, that would be good.
Another update on revenue is we have a number of one-time revenues, one-time mm-hmm. COVID revenues, such as SR, SR2, SR3, AB 86, and those revenues, those grants were given for to be used over the years. And just to let you know that, so we reflected the partial of the those revenues, so like around 30% of those one-time revenue have been reflected in this budget. Yeah, so okay. the rest of them would be reflected in the coming years.
Thank you, Aaron.
Sure.
Any further comments or questions from my committee members? If not, then since this is just a discussion informational item, no further action will be needed for this item. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's agenda. At this moment, I ask Dr. Digbush if you may please adjourn the meeting. The time is 6:23 p.m.
Yes, since there is no other item to discuss, I'd like to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Dr. Digbush. Okay, I'll see everyone at the regular board meeting at 6:30.
Right. Thank you, everyone.
Everyone.
See you in a bit.
Bye.
Bye-bye.